A word for you from Psalm 51. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. This is a prayer of cleansing. It was written by King David. If you read your Bible, it would say there, it was written to the chief musician, a psalm of David, after when the prophet Nathan had come to him and after he had sinned with Bathsheba. This psalm is a penitentiary psalm where David, after covering his sin, if one looks at it, possibly over a year, almost, but where he bows after the prophet had come to him, and instead of him blaming others, he pointed at himself, and he said, "Have mercy on me, O God." He had tried in many ways to cover his sin. He had sent Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba, to get drunk, to go into his own home and be with his wife, as husband and wife. But Uriah said, "I cannot do that, O king. I cannot go to my wife." He had put the best meats in front of Uriah to make him drunk. But Uriah said, "O king, I cannot do this while people are dying on the battlefield and the Ark of the Covenant is there to be taken. I cannot do this. And your best friend Joab is there and he will die." And instead of him going to his wife, into his home, he lay outside his house all night because he thought of the battle. And all this time David was doing that to cover his sin. And eventually he sent Bathsheba's wife into the hottest part of the battle to die. And he did die there, but he died a martyr. It was after this that David was smitten down by the Holy Spirit. And after he realized the depth and degradation of his sin, he cried out, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your loving kindness. Wash me. I acknowledge my sin. It is ever before me. Against you and you only have I sinned and done this evil in your sight." I pray that Psalm 51 would be a blessing to some soul today. It is to me as I share it with you, as one day I came with the depths of repentance with the psalm to God, and may it also be that in your life. Thank you.